Vayigash. Vayigash Eilov Yehuda. Yoimer Bi Adoini. Yedaber No Avdecho. Dovor Baozne Adoini. והליכה רבך בעבדך כי חמיך כפרו. So the Rekech brings down as a minute before 18, we do three steps. Take three steps back and then we go forward three steps. Keneged three times in the Teire that it says Vayigash. Vayigash Eil of Yehuda. Vayigash Avrom. Vayigash Eliyahu. Before she explained, and Zev Rav Shteyman, that three times it says Vayigash, so we said three steps. So the pshat is, why Yehuda was standing there? Oh, before she was saying, what was the point that Yehuda went close? So Rav Moshe Shteynberg is very busy. I'm not going to say his ma'ala because I don't understand it. That Be'etzem was a whole crowd standing around the paroi. And Yehuda kid went to whisper in his ear something, yeah? Yedaber no ba'oznecho. So Meshitabu says, the whole time is Amelitz b'neihem. Yosef officially doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. How Yehuda goes over to whisper in his ear. I'm not going with his mahal. But the pshat is, he was standing there, but the steps that he took is to show a kind of closeness. Avraham Avinu vayigash to who is nigash? Kadosh Baruch Hu is kvoidem aleoilo. Vayigash Eliyahu. 18, we be'etzem standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no closer to go really. But as a musik, when you want to show a kind of respect, you take another step closer. So connected the three times that we see that you vayigash to a kind of respect, to come closer, can I get these three vayigash, we take the three steps before Shmoneh Esrei. Now, and the Medrash is brought down, Omar loy, benimusim shelonu, if someone steals, im en loy, venimkar begnevosri, aba beyesh loy, he pays. So if you found Binyamin that is a ganav, let him to pay. The Medrash is very long in explaining. The Rosh Yankiv says a givaldik epshat. Maybe it will answer in a second, we'll get it in the Sivas. Yehuda told Yosef, why our Torah says that if a guy doesn't have, you sell him. But if he has, he pays you back. L'chura, it's more punishment is to be sold, not to pay back. If all the judges agree, if people will steal, they will sell them, we'll be no more ganovim today, yeah? Instead of locking them in jails and giving them access to every computer, yeah? The Torah said like this. If a guy has and he steals, so why is he stealing? He wants more. Or there's an illness they call it today, stealing. No one will buy him, and it's not worth to buy him. He's a dangerous guy to buy. Who will buy him? You will take into your house a guy that steals? You have a cleaner you're nervous the whole time she's stealing, yeah? A guy that's officially gone if you're taking to be your cleaner? A guy that doesn't have money and steals, he sits by you, you give him what to eat, you give him what to drink, he will not steal. So now he will learn how to behave. I don't understand you. You're telling me you want Yosef to be your slave? He has money. He's loaded. His father has a lot of money. You saw how much money we bought back. It's the whole story he's telling you. So why do you want him? Obviously, there's a chisor on him. There's the pshat of the Olyankim. Because be'emes, be'pshat ha-posuk, I'm sure everyone sometimes starts to learn Chumash Ramban. The Ramban is busy. What is going on in this parsha? Vayigash Elov Yehuda, Adoy Nishol Esavodo, but maybe first I'll say the Nesivis. The Nesivis asked the Kasha, when they found the Gavia, everyone tore the clothes, they came to Paroi, Gam Anachnu, Gam Asher Nimtzo HaGavia Biyodoy, Motzo Elohim Esavoy Navodecho, we're sorry, took down the sacks, we're slaves. Yosef tells him, Rabbi Yisai, everyone could go back, I just need Binyamin. Yehuda goes over and he's about to make this big war. All of us live in Cheder, you know, he yelled, the cities fell, to here, to all of his clothes, I'm sure. All of you, not to go over, you never learned this Chazalim? All of us learned it. The Sefer, that brings down all the Midrashim, I just don't know if you're allowed to say the name of the Sefer, I'm not saying it. But there's all these stories that we learned, all of us. What, Frank the Nesivis, what happened to the stories in the end of last parsha? Last parsha, everyone said, Gam anachnu, gam asher hagaviyah biyodei. Look at the end of Parshas Mikens. One pasuk before the end. Vayomer Yehuda manoy mala adoyni imadet tzadok. Hinenu avodim laadeini, gam anachnu, gam asher nimtzo hagaviyah. Yemer cholilo laasar yisro, ish asher hagaviyah biyodei yir liyevet. Alu lesholem el avichem. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, this will never happen. What happened? So the Yeshiva Shevelt says, they thought of all the Ravi together, the Omanister run away. To leave Binyamin, if all of them are staying there, we'll work it out. Yeah, we are slaves. We'll turn over, we'll kill the king, eventually we'll get out. But to leave Binyamin was dangerous. Yeshiva Shemahalach. But the Nesiva says, Givaldik. It says, the Achim said, Avol Hashemim Anachnu Ro'inu Esor Asachinu Beishchadenu Yoleinu Veloi Shomanu. They felt that it's happening because Mechiras Yosef. Why Binyamin is also suffering? If it's only Binyamin, he didn't do nothing wrong. And you have to remember, the Achim HaKadoshim, they're standing in front of Yosef, something is going wrong in their life. They miyad, vision, everything what they did in life, the pure. There's one little scratch that they have. Not even that they saw Yosef, they don't have charata yet on that. But when he was crying, we were achzorim. So they were mekabel the din. Yosef says, everyone could go back, all the Binyamin stays. Those five stories, it's not a punishment. It's a nisoyan to see if we moisel nefesh to save our brother. Kozman, they felt it's a punishment. You don't fight. And we spoke with you already a couple times in the shiurim. We can't explain it. Baruch Hove, it may that why in Chanukah they fought and in Purim they didn't fight. So the Baruch Hove explains: if Hashem makes a gzeira that the goyim will do something to you, why to fight? If Hashem doesn't want, they will not do it. David. When Hashem makes a gzeira that you will not learn, there's no point to daven. Hashem wants me to learn. Obviously, He wants to see if I will physically fight to save myself, to keep the mitzvahs. When He gave Haman, what was the try? To see if we will fight Haman. What is to see? Hashem wants something. What He wants? That we'll make a war for what He needs a war for. We want to live. Obviously, He wants us to do tshuva, so we have to do tshuva. Chanukah, the gzeir is not to learn. What He wants? That we will fight. Why He needs us to fight? And that we will daven. Well, He wants us to keep the mitzvahs. So Yehuda taught in the beginning it's a punishment. You don't fight with power. He's the king. Don't stamp fight. We did something wrong. It's Oynish. But when He told him to leave Binyamin, he said, Binyamin never did nothing. Hashem is testing us now. If we will fight for our brother, or we will leave our brother. If we will danger ourselves for our brother, or we will not danger ourselves. And then he says over the story, Adoni shol es avodo vim yesh lochem av oy ach vaneimer el Adoni yesh lenu av zoken vateimer lavodecho yiridu elai vaneimer el Adoni lo yuchal anar lazi vesofi vateimer lavodecho el ki lo yirid achayichem vahoyo kolinu el avdecho vayemer shuv shuv az lechem. Back the whole story. ואתו כבוא יהיה לעבדכו אבי, והנער איננו עידונו, ונפשי קשור בנפשי, ויהיה כי רויסר כאין הנער ומייס, כי עבדך אורה וזנער, ואתו שיפנה עבדכו תחס הנער, עבד לאדוני, והנער יעלה עמך. So the Ramban al Atayre is busy why Yosef had, why Yehuda has to say over the whole story. And al derech ha-pshat, he says that he told him the whole story doesn't make sense. Billions of people came and you didn't ask no more questions. You were so busy with us. And again, this busy king power. when you're asking us and we say we have one more brother, you say please bring him. We say it's difficult, you say don't worry, please bring him. And now when he comes, he becomes the ganev. Please let him to go back. He says, he hinted to him, it doesn't sound straight. He didn't steal. It looks like you wanted him. This is what Pshat that Ramban brings down. V'lo yochol Yosef li'isapik l'chol ha'nitzovim olo v'yikro yitziu kol ish mo'olai. ויתן ויאמר אל יוסף אני יוסף האויד אביחי ולא יוכלו איכוב לנו איסוי סוי כי ניבלו מפה. So the famous פוסוק אני יוסף האויד אביחי ולא יוכלו איכוב לנו איס כי ניבלו מפה. And the question is, what is the פשט אני יוסף האויד אביחי? אני יוסף, what האויד אביחי? The whole time they tell him, Avinu chai, Avinu chai, Avinu chai, Avinu chai. So, derech ha-pshat, ha-poshut, like, you know, mamish, aleph beis. He said, okay, you told me your father lives. Maybe he's no father, maybe the whole story is a fake. You just want Binyamin. Tell him, I'm Yosef, by the way, Taz living. Like, give me kipshuta. Ani Yosef, lema Yosef, tell me. Some say he asked him another question. Ani Yosef. Ari Chazal say Yosef looked like Yaakov. What, you didn't realize? I have an answer. He's telling my father is dead. You don't remember how our father looked already. I look like my father. So he said, I'm Yosef, tell me the truth. My father is not alive. But the Bisalevi says, he told him a Givaldik Ezach, this is the famous Bisalevi. He said, this is the Musaf of the Bisalevi. He told him, you're telling me Binyamin is a Ganev. But Lemaisa, you're right that he's a Ganev. But the father will die. When you sold me to Mitzrayim, I'm a roidef. What happened to Vos Midatate? The answer is, he told him, listen, you meant Lashem Shomayim, but you had a negiah. You didn't see Vos Midatate. Now that you're outside players, you don't have nothing against Binyamin, you're right that he deserves to be a slave. Someone comes over to you, he wants to drop his chavrusa. You tell him, of a menschlach, the other guy, you know, he will go off the derech. But when you drop off your chavrusa, you know, my life is before, you know, I can't make cheshbonos. The guy decides to leave a yeshiva, they tell you, oh, the chel is a kol asatei. About your friend, you see all the reasons. When it comes to yourself, you're blind. Yosef told the Achim, what happened to Vos Midatate? Why you are not scared he will die? He loves me also. Why you didn't think about it? He wanted to show him, to show them, you're right that you sold me, but you had negias. And when a person has negias, his psak is a wrong psak. His psak is the wrong psak. It's alamolaze. Every person sees what he has to see. Tell my brother, my brother made a bar mitzvah last Sunday. So I missed it because I had to go to Cleveland for yeshiva. So I missed it also for the same mistake that my wife told me it's the first day Chanukah. She thought that's Monday the bar mitzvah. Yeah? It was Sunday, for the same mistake that the yeshiva sent me, that they thought that Chanukah starts Monday. So I felt very bad, my brother, you know, people fly in, yeah, you leave. So I went, I bought him a huge present. Mishnah Zohar Lachanoich, Reb Reuven, and Chedush Reb Lei Malin. Yeah, all the other brothers say over there, so upset that I came to their bar mitzvah. So like this, you know, I made them happy. I know this is the way, you know, that everyone wishes not I will miss the bar mitzvah. So, you know, I was waiting for my brother to call me to thank me. No phone call. So I forgot about it. Yesterday I bumped into my brother. He says, you know, I'm standing in the way. Chosha phone call to say Mazel Tov. Brother doesn't call to say Mazel Tov. Who is right? I don't know. But I'm saying, he's right. You know, Chosha call to say Mazel Tov, yeah? I'm waiting. When he will call to say thank you to the president, I will say my Mazel Tov, yeah? Everyone sees his eyes. Same story. Everyone thinks that he's right, yeah? Going away, and it's not call me, say Mazel Tov. Call from the States, 2 minutes in the bar mitzvah, say Mazel Tov. It's the nicest thing to do, right? I'm thinking I'm such a nice and generous man. I'm not a kvir, yeah? Maybe I'm friends of kvir, but I'm not a kvir, yeah? I don't have money. I'm giving you such a generous present. So a person has negiyas, he only sees his side. He doesn't see. So the Bisalevi, oilonu miyoy madin. A guy will say, I can't learn. I just can't wake up in the morning. But it's interesting, when he goes to a hike, he's 7 o'clock every morning awake. He can't sit late by night. 5 years later, he goes out to work and his mamash, he comes home 1 o'clock by night. And the shomayim, they will just show him the picture. I can't wake up in the morning. Chutz from the days that he has a flight, he's already awake 7 o'clock. No alarm is gone, she jumps up, 7 o'clock, he's awake. So the Bisalevi, oy lo nu miyoy madin, oy lo nu miyoy matecheicho. Hashem will take the same picture. You do something to someone, you kick him out of the room, he's not good for a roommate. They'll show you 3 years later how you were begging that they have to take you and you don't leave a friend out. And you don't go away for Shabbos without them. And if you can't take me, so cancel the Shabbos. All the times that you have on your friends. Every time Zogdeh B'Salevi, and B'Shomayim, they'll just give you the same picture when you had it the same system and you did different. When I heard a pshat, it's the same thing. It's a pele. Yosef, we learned last parsha, sits with his brothers, and he tells him, you're the older, you're the smaller, you sit there, you don't have a mother, I don't have a mother. What is going on here? Then the sheikh, no, I also don't eat with the mitzvah, everyone has their own tables. Then he starts to try to get Binyamin, then he's trying to hang out to Binyamin. Now, when the brothers came and they were looking for Yosef, what idea do you think they had in their hands? Somebody to draw a picture, right? They gave the picture, you know, how they call it, you know, the police makes like a profile of a guy, yeah? They made a picture to look for Yosef, right? They came to ask. They drew Mr. Yosef with a beard. Then no one shaved. If Pali had a beard, Rashi says, how did they recognize Yosef? Yotze b'lo yichasim ha-zogon, b'chozo b'chasim ha-zogon. Says the king had a beard, Mr. Yosef had beards. Yeah? I think 200 years ago people started to shave. It's a nuzach, it was lice or something like that. People started to shave, yeah? But Amon no one shaved. Like no one shaves the top of the hair, yeah? So they thought that he would be a guy with a beard, yeah? So they're standing there. He's exactly the picture that... You're right that they didn't recognize the Yosef from 17 years, from 22 years ago. Oh, but they didn't look for a kid 17. I think the Shvatim were mature. They know exactly what they're looking for. And this guy is playing with them. And he says, I know the beds. I know everything that happened in your house, yeah? And then he's trying to take Binyamin. Not that it was a dream that he would be the king, right? Mamish works out, right? That's it, Gomish. How it could be? They were looking for him in Mitzrayim. Where they were looking? They were trying all different visions. Now, is a king that plays that he's a Ivri, and he doesn't have a mother, and he knows everything about them, and he's sticking to Binyamin? Hashem told him one zach. It's a double vault. Everything could be written on the wall. Remember this in life. When Hashem wants it to happen, you will not see it. You will not see it. If Hashem wants it to happen, it will happen. Hashem wants it to happen, it will happen. And if Hashem doesn't want you to see, you will come to Mitzrayim, He will be in front of you. He will talk to you and talk to you and talk to you. And He will give you all of the hints. Pralim, Beis HaShchita, Tishodim, Eva Minachai, everything. Not only that, Chazal say when Yehuda gave the scream, Yosef told Menashe, give a bang. Right? All of you learned that. And he gave a bang, and the marble became powder. Amar Yehuda, Makazu shel Beis Abba. This is from our family. Makazu shel Beis Abba. This is from our family. Such a koyach. Hashem showed him it doesn't help. Was a gzeire me'ashamayim. Don't think you cannot find him. He will be under your eyes. A lot of times in life, a person says, "How I did it? How I went into this? It was so clear that was the wrong thing." Why I did it? Smash your mic. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. Go home. Lekulam nosan leish chalifo ismolois ulebinyomi nosan shloishmo iskesef bechamisha chalifo ismolois. Everyone got one suit. And Binyamin gets Shloish Mois Kesef and 5 suits. Freg de Gemore and Megillah. Le Oilom Al Yeshane Odov Ben Ben Abonim. Never make one kid to feel that he's better from the other kids. Sharei Yosef. His father gave him a Ksenes Pasim, and look what happened. Freg de Gemore, how Binyam Yosef goes and does the same mistake? And he gives Binyamin 5 suits. So I'm not going in. I saw an article. I didn't manage to read it yet. I just took it for Shabbos. It's an article somewhere. That could be as a chiluk. It's against the Gemara. That the ikar jealousy is when the father is nicer to one of the kids, all the kids pop out. When one brother takes care of the other brother, it's a different kind of level of jealousy. La'olam al yeshan le'odov ben ben abonim. If you have a good friend, all the other friends will kill him. A father, everyone wants to be with the father. There's only one father. Yeah, it's a kasha bilchis chinuch. I saw a beautiful article with 4 big mechanchim to answer it. I didn't manage to read it. I don't know if they answered it, but I saw the pasuk and I saw the article. I thought maybe the answer is, but okay, the Gemara is medamet. And for the Gemara, Romez Romaz Loi, Osid Lotzes Mimcho, Mordechai, Sheyetze Milifnei HaMelech Bechamisho Levushim, Shenemar Mordechai Yotza Milifnei HaMelech Belevush Malchus, Tcheles Vechur, Tcheles Vagamon, and the Lashani. Fight to the Kasha, what is the answer? A. B. Frank the Goyen. How much extra suits Binyamin got? How much extra suits? 4. So where is the raya that he will have Mordechai that will have 5 clues? Everyone gets a suit. Binyamin got extra 4. Where is Miranda's to him that osis lotes mimcho mishiyetzim lifnei melech bechavish zog de goen? He gave everyone an expensive suit. Binyamin gave 5 cheap suits. They cost the same price as the one expensive suit of the brothers. Remez Romaz Loi, why I'm dividing it to 5? So this will be more answers. He didn't give him 5 because he wanted to give him 5 times. He wanted the merames. So the girl is Beduik in the Pasuk. Ule'ish nekulam nosam chamisho chalifois with a vav. Mole. ולבניומי נוסן 5 חליפות חוסר, out of all, שפחי ones. They got like a max expensive, a חושב וסוט, and they got like, you know, my shoulder, 5 suits. The Olam says another terms. Not on the Yishani. Yishani maybe. So like this. Ba'etzen, why he gave suits? Why did he give suits? A mitzvah make? Why give him suits? Stop. like his brother, gave them suits. Tana says they didn't have what to wear. Because they tore all of them tore the clothes, right? When they found the gavir, right? They made kriya. Now they're coming home, they can't come with a kriya. They need new suits. They were standing there. That they came, all of them tore the clothes, and they came back to Yosef. The first thing he told the slaves, please bring suits for everyone. So basically, it was chayev medina de garmi, because the mice said they tore the suits for no reason. He caused them to think that they never stole. They saw a gavir. They thought that Binyamin is a ganev. They tore, but he lemaise bedina shomayim. He was a goyer. The only one that didn't have to tear the suit is Binyamin. He knew that he didn't steal. They really thought that Binyamin is a god. Chazal said he started to hit him. He made a shvua, I never did it. They thought Binyamin stole. And they thought Binyamin stole because he wanted to find out where's Yosef and the gavir could smell. B'chule, b'chule. But they thought Binyamin stole. Chazal said Binyamin made a shvua. The lake is obvious that he never stole. Says Bodal Chazal. Mele, Binyamin didn't have to tear the suit. He tore it for the brothers. But that really is not Yosef. The brothers caused them to tear. So Yosef, Binyamin, he didn't owe the first suit. So the five suits that he gave is five suits. This is the Gan Rova says. All the four had to get suits. All the brothers deserve the suit. Binyamin, they never got a suit. Never deserved to get a suit. So man, all the five suits that he's giving him, it's Be'etzim HaMatana. Now, the Shaila is, but he also gave him Shloish Mois Kesef, and he didn't give them Shloish Mois Kesef. So some say, the Kasha was only Beged. How Yosef, exactly what he got. But I started to bring down that Be'etzim, the Gemara says, if you moicher someone, you have to pay. If you measure a Yisrael, you have to pay Esrim. If you measure a Akum, you have to pay Shloshim. Shloshim Shalevet. If you sell a Yisrael to Akum, you have to pay 300. So Be'etzem, every one of the brothers owed Yosef Shloshim Mois Kesef because they sold him to Goyim. The only one that didn't owe him money was Binyamin. So to everyone, he was just measure the money that they owe him. So it's Kilo, they got 300. Everyone owed him 300. Everyone sold him, owes him 300. So when he was Meichel them Kilo, he gave them 300. But Binyamin, ויגידו לו לאמר, אוי לי יוסף חי וכו אבוי של בכל ארץ מצרים ויופג לי בוי כי לא יאמין. זוג דיינס וזיר, ומלו לו ימי כל פסגו מיוסף דמור וחום היוס עדיני ושדר יוסף למיטל יוסי, ושאר הסורך נבוא דהיסטליק וטוב על היעקב עבור. ויופג לי בוי כי לא יאמין להם. Chazal say, why Yosef didn't believe? Why Yaakov didn't believe? So Pashas, he just didn't believe. But the Mefoshim bring down to Rachaim HaKodesh. Vayofeg li boy ki lo yehemi. Vayofeg li boy ki lo yehemi. He didn't believe that Yosef stayed a tzaddik. How it could be that Yosef is a tzaddik in Mitzrayim? Eretz meleos nus. Chazal say, Boitzei abirech nietz Hashem. Famous posuk. All of us know the Gemara. Harishi goes al tzorochitim toch nolosho. Eid ze mevorech elo menatz. But it's another Gemara, but the Gemara says, Boitzei abirech, if someone is mevorech Yehuda, Yehuda said, Mabetza ki naro gesochinu. So Yehuda saved them, right? Nietz Hashem, he's menayetz the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yehuda did something very wrong to Yosef. The best thing for Yosef was to die. To sell him to Mitzrayim was terrible. Mitzrayim is Melo Zimba. Yosef, and not only maybe, Yosef was holding like this before doing it, right? We know the Chazali, by Yovelasis Melachtoi, Chazal said that he was about to do the Chet. Dmus Oviv Niroloi Bachaloim. His father came and saved him. Musaviv niru lebachaloyim. Boitzeya birech niyetz Hashem. He's saying, thank you, Yehuda, you're the worst. The Achim only wanted to kill him, not so bad. But Yehuda wanted to save him, to sell him to Mitzrayim. Boitzeya birech niyetz Hashem. He's menayetz. When that was the matzav in Mitzrayim, full with Zuhamo. Mitzrayim was full with Zuhamo. When Yaakov heard that Yosef is in Mitzrayim, Vayofeg liboy kiloyemi. Oid Yosef chai, Zogdor HaChaim. Chai means Rishoyim Kruim Meisim. Oid Yosef chai, Vichu Moishel Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim, Siken Zayim, Siken Izayim. I saw in a sefer, a ksaviyat from someone, I don't know who it is, I saw a ksaviyat. He brings down, why Yosef never sent a letter when he became a king? When he was a slave, he couldn't send. When he became a king, he couldn't send a letter, text to his father that he's a rab, that he's alive. Yaakov would not believe him. Yaakov said, I don't want to know you, a king in Mitzrayim, there's no one to talk to. The brothers came and said it, he didn't believe. And he would send a message, he would believe. This is the Gorachayim HaKadosh. Vayedabu elav eskoldri veYosef. Vayares ha'agolois. Asher sholach Yosef, Rashi says, v'oisek in parshe v'eglo harufo. He told him, ich lek tzach in lernen. Ah, loch lemaise. Parshe v'eglo harufo, let me get lemaise so much, yeah? I'm learning even Rashba Ritvo Ramban. Oh, that is the way to be saved. He told him, I'm learning Meiyun. Don't have a kasha how I survived Mitzrayim. I'm not against Aloha, Chas V'Shalom, don't get me wrong. Yeah? But how you could be surviving Mitzrayim? When you shvitz and a Rashba and a Ritvo. We're discussing the Sugi of Egla Arufo. You tell me what Egla Ruf is not Negi Aloch Lemaise. I can see some of the, you know, the Aloch people here, you know, the eyes are like getting a bit strong. What, when another 2,000 years the Bichlai Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, and they're fine. But when you're in Mitzrayim, it's not Aloch Lemaise, yeah. But Mitzrayim is also Aloch Lemaise, because two people come with the talis, yeah. But the guy that says, no, but I need to know Lemaise. Yaakov was discussing with Egla Rufa that will be never Negi to Yaakov and Yosef to know. Ask him. Years, Eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Hashanasan Lecha. He told him, but this is what makes us Alevai Oisi Ozovu Ve'Toirosi Shomoru. Oisi Ozovu, they will not keep the mitzvahs. Aval Toirosi, the longest. When the person is not keeping mitzvahs, he's not learning Torah Mas Lases. Ask him, because Oisi Ozovu. So what is Toirosi Shomoru? But Oisi Ozovu. Me'oir shebo machzir ole mutav. Me'oir shebo machzir ole mutav. We jump to the end of the parasha. Ve'es Yehuda sholach lefonov. Lahoros le'eretz goyshem. Rashi says, liftach le'beis ha'medrash. Beis ha'medrash. Beis ha'medrash. The Shvatim are speaking and learning the whole time. We need a mismedrash, a mokum to sit and learn. We're going to Golas, you have to have a mokum teire. Salamon, you go away for a Shabbos, this year. The first thing is, set a mismedrash. Doesn't make a difference who comes or who doesn't come. Set a mismedrash. That's it. Every guy can learn in his room, every guy can sit on the grass and learn. It's not our way. Yaakov, they're coming to Mitzrayim, ves Yehuda sholach lefonov le'eretz goyshen, lasis le'beis ha'medrash. So that Ksaviyat says, if Yaakov had to have the brothers to tell him, we were there, we identified it, we checked him, he's holding. Then v'techi ruach avi. If not, Yaakov would not. V'yofeg libo ki lo yemi. ויאמר ישראל רב עוד יוסף בני חי אל חנה והרנה בטרם אמוס. ויסה ישראל בכל אשר לוי ויובוי באר שבע ויזבח זבוכים לאלוהי אובי ויצחוק. So is a famous Rashi here. I want to say over episode of Avraham Genachovsky. Rashi says the famous Rashi that every Yid has to know it. It's a bizyonis if a Yid doesn't know it, and there's a chutzpah if a Yid doesn't know it. Rashi says, Le'eloi ki Oviv Yitzchok, Chayev Odom b'chvoid Oviv, Yoysa b'chvoid Tzkeinoi. Lefichoch tolo b'Yitzchok ve'loi b'Avraham. You have to mechabed your father and more from your grandfather. Everyone knows this Rashi, right? Not a Yid that doesn't know this Rashi, right? There's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch if you have to mechabed your grandfather or not. Machlekes. Some shittos hold you have to mechabed your grandfather, and some shittos hold you not mechuyav to mechabed your grandfather. So the Ma'arik brings down that you don't have to. Zog the Ramo, you have to mechabed your grandfather. Zog the Taz vepele al Ma'arik. That said that you don't have to mechabed the grandfather. What? He didn't see the Rashi? Rashi says, Chayev Odom b'chvoid Oviv Yosel mikvoid Tzkeinoi. Aber you chayev in a covenant Tzkeinoi. And every year, Zog the Taz, Arei Lernstein Mikro v'chotagum, and we mekayim the shit as we have to do Rashi every week. So for sure the Ma'arik was mekayim it. So how could be Bishnei make different things? Could be the Ma'arik doesn't know. Aber Rashi al Atera, every year, Arei Lernstein Mikro v'chotagum, and we for sure know that we have to mekayim this with the Rashi. This is Zog the Taz in Yerubei. So I'm saying, Alamal, this Rashi, don't say you don't know, yeah? The Taz says, a bizoyan, but the Ma'arik didn't know this Rashi, so can he say? Every Yid knows the Shtayim Mikro Vechot Rashi. What is the Taz? So nice. Frek the Ramban. Ve'einem maspik. Shele'el. Perek lamed beis posuk yud. This is a vote that you could say over where you go over for Shabbos. ובתפילות אומר אלוהי אברי אברהם ואלוהי אבי יצחק ויזבח זבוכים so the Ramban has a kasha in Rashi. You're telling me he didn't mention Yitzchok because he's mechayv to mechavet? You see, Eloi ke Avrom ve Eloi ke Yitzchok. He asks from another pasuk. I'm saying this kasha for the Ramban. And the Ramban mekayach that you have time. It's kedai over Shabbos. There's like 3,000 words here. He says the site of the whole union of Golus. That, but okay, this is the Ramban. If you have time to learn the Ramban. But mekayach this kasha. Rashi is answering. What is the loike of Yitzchok from the Medrash Rabbe? Chayim ono bichvoit oviv and not by oviv. Not. Yoisom me aviv. You're mechuyav with the cover of Zayde, but the Tatemer, the man is in the Loike Yitzchok. Frek the Ramban says in the paragraph in the base pasuk Yud, "Vayizvach zvochim leLoike, vayomer leLoike Ovi Avrom veLoike Ovi Yitzchok." So Avrom Genachovsky means that the Nachlas Yankiv a poshto teretz. The reason when your father is alive, he's also mechuyev to mechabed zayde. Ato v'avicho chayovim b'chvoid avi avicho. So before, when his father was alive, when he was running away from Esav, he said Eloi ki ha'avi Avram ve'Eloi ki ha'avi Yitzchok, because Yitzchok was mechubet to mechayev Avram. Here Yitzchok died, so Yitzchok is not chayev anymore b'chvoid Oviv. So now it's enough to mechabed Yitzchok. This will have Avraham Genachovsky brings down b'shem Nachlas Yankiv. I'm sorry. Ubelevoy Aschein, not Nachlas Yankiv. Levoy Aschein is the nechad, the enikol of the Bach. The Rav Kiveiger brings them down in Shuv Kuf Memal. The Hine Amrinu Megimore Shalus Rav Lezer Abba Oimer Ashkeni Ma'im Ve'imo Oimer Ashkeni. Omar Oviv Koidem Sha'ato Ve'u. Zog de Levoy Aschein, chidushim atzumim. There's a lot of terrors against him, but just to know the Levoy Aschein. Hu adin b'chay gavne ba'oviv v'avi oviv. Sheyagdim avi av, v'ato v'avich, chayovim b'chvoyde. V'meile, he says, second chidush. only when you're alive. He says if the mother dies, the Moshe Gemara says nizgal shu shneim shavim, right? Why? Because the mother doesn't have to respect the father anymore. So when the mother is dead, she's also. So he speaks about if someone, his mother asked him not to say Kaddish, and the father said not to say Kaddish. So he says, when the mother is alive, then it could be he can't listen to the mother. But when the mother is dead, he could say Kaddish because he's mechuyav covenant of the mother and the covenant of the father are the same. Meli says in the Pasha before, Yitzchak was alive. And the Pasha now, Yitzchak is not alive. I want to finish with a vote of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz would say over Alamol. It's a beautiful vote. It's a Das Kenim. It's a long parsha. We didn't touch it. Maybe two Zachar we have to say. We cannot say the Rabbeinu Bechaya also. We can't. But maybe it's a last week. He comes. Vayomer Paro Yel Yosef, Vayomer Yosef es Yaakov. And we're speaking about Perek Mem Zayin Posuk Tes. Vayomer, I'm sorry, Perek Mem Zayin Posuk Ches. Vayomer Paro Yel Yaakov, Kamo Yemei Shnei Chayecho. How old are you? Vayomer Yaakov El Paro. ימי שני מגורי שלושה ומאה שונו מעט ורואים או ימי שני חיי לא השיגו את ימי שני חיי אבוי סי בימי מגוריהם. How old are you? You look very old. I'm young, but I have a hard, hard life. Very hard life. Tough. Zog the Das Kenim. Count the amount of words in the Psukim. 33. Yaakov lost 33 years of his life because he said that he had a hard life. Hashem says, I saved you from Esav. This is the Torah. I gave you back Yosef. I helped you with Dino. You said it's bad? Hey, we spoke about Yisurim. I'm not going out to our Shmuzim. Yeah? That's the Das Kenim in Bala HaTesvus. Yeah, Das Kenim in Bala HaTesvus. Mem Zayin. עד מימי מגורי כיחסר ומשלסכו שלא תחיה ככה יצחק ובכו והם למגימל טייבס. Yitzchak lived 180 and Yaakov lived 147. Frank Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, but you're counting from the pasuk Vayomer Paro El Yaakov Kama Yemei Shnei Chayecho Vayomer Yaakov Yemei Shnei Chayecho. It's Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Ches Pasuk Tes. You don't have to count Pasuk Ches, you only have to think. The answer of Yaakov, my life was bitter. Question of Paro. Zogt Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz such a beautiful vow. He says, why Paro asked him? Zogt Reb asked him because he looked old. Right? Was a tiny on Yaakov, why you look so sad? Why you look so bad? Not only why you said your life was bad. You had to look happy. He looked so old. So b'meile, even when he looked old, and Paro asked him why you look like that, this was also a tvi on him. But maybe he was punished not only for the answer, for living sad. Chaim said, a lot of people, it's mamish of boyer birshu sorabi. You walk near them, you see the world is going to, you mamish think about Gehenna, and well, be smiling, be nice. He says, boyer birshu sorabi. People walk near them, they get depressed. Smile at life. Be happy. Good job.